Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you has shown me some of the pictures that the media is showing of the toxic yellow clouds and the smoke that is blanketing New York City, Jersey, parts of Minnesota, Midwest. Are they real? So I get that there's a lot we can do with filters these days. I'm telling you, trust that the air quality is bad, but don't trust pictures. I think these wildfires coming in from Canada is bad, 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 bad news. I think the latest number says they're at about 414 fires with 239 out of control. And so one thing we urge whenever we're dealing with wildfire smoke is never trust your eyes. Right? There's air quality indexes, there's public officials, there's taste, smell. So just because the air might look a little clear doesn't mean you're in the clear. And we spoke about that where I live in Las Vegas, which is kind of like a bowl. And when you're on the strip, air looks clear as can be. But when you leave the strip and you go up to the mountains, in the suburb area, and it takes you about 20, 30 minutes to do that, and you turn around, you could see the dust and some of the smog. So you're not going to necessarily be able to see things with your naked eye. On the flip side, there's a lot of variability in some of the pictures we're seeing of the thick haze. So in a very similar moment, you could see the New York skyline, and now I'm looking at a picture where you could barely see the New York skyline. And it's all covered in yellow. Now, is that a filter? Or is it that the wind changed and all of a sudden the school looks like it's, or the city looks like it's completely blanketed? 10 school districts have canceled outdoor activities, but they haven't evacuated the city. So, not sure if it's because they don't think the air is that bad, or they just don't think it's going to last long enough, and the need to evacuate is warranted. But we're being told that the air quality index score soared past 200. That is deemed very unhealthy. And so if you live in that area and you don't need to, I would leave. I mean, if you don't have to be in town, my problem is I just don't know how long it goes on for. I live near California. And so when we have wildfires, the smoke and the dust and the air quality stinks for weeks. Now, in terms of the air quality index, 0 to 50 is good. They say 51 to 100 is moderate. If the air quality is about 101 to 150, it's unhealthy for sensitive groups. Kids, elderly people, those with COPD, asthma. 151 to 200 is unhealthy. If they're saying New York is over 200, that is in the very unhealthy. But in terms of hazardous, that's the 300 to 500 range. So we're looking at some of these pictures where it's like, why aren't they calling it hazardous? I mean, to me, it looks like any sort of cloudy look would be hazardous. But again, these... I mean, people are smiling. Some people are wearing masks. Can I, though, say something about the masks? Please don't wear your COVID mask that was a surgical mask and your bandana. Get a fresh N95 respirator. A fresh N95 respirator will protect you more. But if you have an old COVID mask sitting in one of your pockets or at the bottom of the car from 2 years ago, that's not going to be, it has to be a fresh mask. If you do have an N95 respirator, make sure you have a bunch of them, because you're going to have to throw them out after an hour or two because they'll get dirty. And your respiration and fluid from the respiration will cause its quality to lose integrity. More than a dozen U.S. states and over 100 million people are right now under air quality alerts. At least 10 school districts have closed outdoor activities, but interestingly, FAA has grounded flights from New York's LaGuardia Airport and New Jersey's Newark Airport. Several major cities are expected to be plagued by the smoke for several days. New York City became the worst polluted city in the world last night due to the smog. There's other cities that are worse globally, but New York got the number one rank last night. Health officials are saying, according to Daily Mail, that breathing the smog is equivalent to smoking 6 cigarettes. So, you know, with this, and we've already kind of spoken multiple times about some of the chemicals in the wildfire smoke, benzene, plastics, resin, wood, asbestos, whatever got burned that, you know, is in the air. Even COVID can be carried on some of these particulates. My recommendation would be not to try to, you know, deal with it with an N95 respirator mask, especially if you don't have enough of them. I would probably recommend, if you don't have to be in town, leave. If you do have to be in town, get air filters, close up your doors, try to keep your air as fresh as possible, try not to go outside. If you don't have your rescue inhalers and you use them, or you're running low on your medications, make sure you have your medications. Keep in mind also that whenever we do have these types of things, many times your doctor or their staff are getting out of Dodge. So if you think, you know what, if my asthma gets bad this weekend, I'll call my doctor. There's no guarantee that your doctor is going to be there. You know, luckily, we have telemedicine physicians, and we have a whole army of them that are answering calls and taking calls. I'm licensed in Minnesota. I'm licensed in North Dakota, not licensed in New York. So I can't guarantee you're going to get somebody who'll be able to call in your inhalers. So if you don't have to be there, don't be. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit, licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So some of you have asked, when I went to Israel, was I scared at any time? You know, there was some killings at the border, still a lot of sort of discontent in the area, and there was only one time I was scared on this trip, and it was when I was going to my family member's house. I have family there, survivors of those who fled the Holocaust. We have very few family left. Everybody is now gone, except for my second cousin. And when I got the address of my second cousin and his wife and children's house, I hesitated randomly going up to the door. Because in America, some people have gotten shot. And so what I did, even though I can read the language and I felt pretty confident I had the right house. What I did is I called out before I walked up to the door. And because I didn't know if I did go to a wrong house, could I get shot? How many of us have ever gone to a wrong house or gone to a wrong apartment? I almost got into the wrong car once because it looked like the same truck as my husband's. Well, it happens. Sadly, nowadays, people are getting shot. And so I find it fascinating that the only time I was really scared and I hesitated and I led my family, but I kept my family back and I called out first is because I was thinking to myself, even though in Israel you don't have a lot of people shooting through the doors, we're having it in America. It's crazy. What's awful is we have a woman, mom of four, who was killed, who knocked on the door of a neighbor. The neighbor shot her through the door and killed her. A Jakey A.J. Owens, 35 years old, was shot dead. Now, they say she got into an argument with her neighbor, but Susan Lorenz, 58 years old, allegedly shot her through a closed door. She has been charged with manslaughter with a firearm, culpable negligence, battery, and two counts of assault. The mother of four is black. The woman who allegedly shot her is white. And apparently, they live next door to each other. Apparently, there was a fight that ensued over the kids. There was some dispute over the kids and the noise. But we're being told that this woman would wave guns while they played at the yard and would say racial slurs. And I know we're going to be hearing more of, you know, things leading up to this, but the truth of the matter is we have another killing that allegedly happened through a closed door. And the suspect told police that the Owens children had been trespassing on her property. This happened in Ocala, Florida, before she shot the mother on Friday. Neighbors of Lorenz claimed that she had a problem with kids, would record them, then taunt them with slurs and wave her guns. A neighbor told NBC that the suspect would harass her kids, adding everybody in the neighborhood has feuded with this lady over our children. Locals told police that she was upset by kids being kids and they didn't understand why. And so I guess she had been called a Karen, all sorts of, but the truth of the matter is, I mean, where we're at is she now has allegedly killed somebody. And we used to be a community where you always hear people say, gosh, when I grew up, nobody locked their doors. You could go in and out of each other's houses. You know, everybody's mom or dad had an authority over you, so if you needed your butt whooping, they all could, you know, I mean, it was a community. And if anybody had to scold you, if anybody had to feed you, you needed water, you needed a bathroom, everybody was family in that neighborhood. It's not like that anymore. People are living next to their enemies, or they're living next to their future killers. It's a very, very scary time. Now, I don't know where we went from having these communities and neighbors. And I get there was always somebody grumpy in the neighborhood, and I get that, and you avoided them. Or there could be somebody with some severe mental health illness that parents said, just avoid them. Please don't go on their property. They have guns. I remember that growing up. You know, my parents said, don't go near this house, this house, this house. They could have guns and shoot you. But now it just seems to be happening more often. On the flip side, we also hear of cases where people are coming onto people's property and killing them. And we have a very, and I'm not saying that's what happened in this case, but we have a very suspicious, skeptical population where people don't trust their neighbors. Or they don't trust somebody knocking on the door. After you hear a couple stories of somebody knocking on the door saying they need help because of their car, and then the family gets slaughtered, there's this hesitancy for anybody to open the door and help. So I remember asking my husband, I go, what do we do if that happens? He says, just call for help. Talk to them through the door and say you're going to call for help. You're going to call 911, but don't let them into the house. You don't know who they are. And it bothers me that that's how we're living right now. When my cat was killed by a coyote, I was called or texted 5 days later by somebody who found the cat 5 days earlier, but her husband told her not to text me because they did. I mean, we aren't even talking about going to my house, which is texting. There's this fear of texting a stranger right now, when obviously the number on the flyer of the animal, and that's the animal they saw dead, you would think there should be no reason to be scared, but that's where we are right now. So the problem we have is we have a very angry population, we have a very scared population, we have a very distrustful population, and we have a population that doesn't think that they can count on law enforcement. So they take matters into their own hands. Not to mention you have a population that might have a lot of people with mental illness. And I worry because we have Halloween. We have, you know, I mean, how many times have people knocked on my door saying your garage door is open? Or is this your animal? And it's not my animal. But, you know, thank you for coming and knocking on the door and telling me. That's really nice of you. Or a sprinkler is broken. I want there to be community. Now, if somebody knocks on the door, everybody's freaked out. It shouldn't be like that. And when you hear, what was it? There were some kids who made a wrong turn looking for a party, and somebody comes out shooting at them. I mean, this isn't, oh, well, I took a wrong turn and got lost. This is, you know, being in the, that boy who was picking up his twin brothers knocked on a door and got shot. And then I think the suspect had said, well, he entered the house, and I hate to guess what happened, but how many times have I gone to a party, ring the doorbell, nobody's answering, and the door is unlocked, just go to the back where the party is. So if his kid brothers, he thought, might have been on headphones, not hearing, and all at a hangout, played video games, he probably thought he should just go in and get the kids, if that really did happen and he entered the house. But people are losing their lives. And I don't know how to turn this back. I also understand that a lot of people rent and houses are up. You know, it's not that people live at their same house for 20, 30 years. Neighbors come and go. I've been at my house now for 5 to 7 years, and I've had over 10 neighbors in the house next to me. It just keeps, people just keep renting it out or selling it. So there's no longevity. There's no consistency. So your neighbors are people that you don't know. They're strangers all the time. You can meet them, and then after a while, I just get tired. Like, I'm not going to meet the new neighbor. I'm not going to invest any more time. It's going to change in 6 months anyway. But this is just tragic because these kids lost their mom, and we don't know why it got to the point where somebody felt they had to shoot, but she shot through the door and killed her, allegedly. And this has got to stop. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The Republican presidential field keeps growing. Former Vice President Mike Pence released a video this morning in advance of his formal announcement today in Des Moines. Today in Fargo, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum announced his candidacy.
We need a leader who's experienced firsthand that we win as a country when our innovators and entrepreneurs can soar and when every single person can grow and thrive.
The 66-year-old two-term governor and multimillionaire says he will self-finance his campaign. Still have some masks left over from COVID. If you live in the northeastern USA, it's time to find them to protect yourself from all that smoke in the air. Authorities from Maine to Delaware and east to Michigan are warning you to stay inside. Former Trump aide Taylor Budowich tweeted today he testified honestly and completely before a grand jury in Miami, a panel that Budowich says is just out to get Trump. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, it's June of 2023, and we have probably had more headlines on the election than I would have expected. And I believe Mike Pence, in the middle of the night, had launched his 2024 presidential bid. Mike Pence, nice guy, has a lot of fans, but it is interesting that he is going up against his former employer. Very hasn't really happened in multiple, it hasn't really happened in many elections. Very rarely has a former vice president separated from the president, but then again, his former boss didn't win the last election. So for him to try to make a bid for president, it is interesting. And the GOP field, people have said, looks like it's very cluttered, and I'm not worried about that. I don't think, you know, and I know the Democrats as well. The Democrat side might not get as, quote-unquote, cluttered because it's very rare to out-seat an incumbent president who's running, even though if it is going to happen, it's probably going to happen with this one because President Biden is not as popular and has a lot of issues in terms of his fragility. But we're not going to see it as cluttered. So the GOP, the primary is going to look cluttered. That's just how it's going to look. And I don't mind that. I think it's part of our democratic process. I think it's beautiful. But what I don't want, which has been suggested, is are some people running to get in the news and to get some relevance? And no doubt we knew Mike Pence would run. That was Tim Scott, Nikki Haley. There's a lot of individuals who we know were going to run. And I think Doug Burgum, many of the individuals that are now running. But I do wonder how many more people are going to throw their hat into the ring, because it does help politicians to get some airtime. See, before, if you have a failed election bid, it was toxic to your career. So if you ran for, which is one of the reasons why I haven't run for office, it's kept me from running from office. One is I'd rather do radio and medicine and not have to deal with the political BS and lobbyists and all that. I want to do my own thing. But the other end is, it costs a lot of money. You're spending other people's money that should be going to medicine and food. And, you know, I don't want to take anybody else's money for my own career. Don't donate money to my campaign. But also, if you do run for office and you lose, that could stink. Now, some people do make phenomenal comebacks, but you give up sometimes your current career in order to run. Not to mention the media rips you to pieces. I mean, you all know the skeletons in my closet. So I don't really care what gets dug up unless somebody comes up with BS, like, you know, a love affair with me and Dirk. And I would actually be fascinated to see what they come up with, you know, where what happened with me and Dirk. But I'm not worried about that. But what I always thought was toxic is when you lose, hey, you have trouble running again. And I've known many individuals. I've had friends who run and run and run and have struggled. But I've also had friends who have overcome. And they've actually have become successful. Well, Kamala Harris changed all that. Kamala Harris was one of the first people beat and crushed in the Democratic primary. Polling very poorly. Had to drop out. And here she is. Just one more stumble from President Biden to the White House. And so now there's a lot of suspicion that we're going to have everybody on either side try to throw their hat into the ring, because any publicity is good publicity. And that could be a problem, because the country's in trouble. And we need to come up with a candidate who's going to fix things. We are in a lot of trouble. And if you're a Democrat that believes that and wants to run, and you're a Republican that believes that and wants to run, God bless you for wanting to help fix it. But please be serious about it and have practical suggestions. Show how you'll make it work and get to office. But unfortunately, and I've said this before, if you're a politician, your number one goal isn't your state, your precinct, your country. Your number one goal is to be elected and stay in office. I'm not saying that to criticize them. It's just that's their job. There's tons of politicians out there. You and I could be a politician. But if we're not in office, we're not doing our job. Just like us in medicine. I truly believe that my number one job is to heal patients and to help patients. But in reality, it's not. The number one job doctors have is to keep their license. Because you are no good to a patient if you don't have your license. And this is why many people were very, very frustrated about doctors' alliances during the whole COVID fiasco. Because if they were threatened to lose their license, then they couldn't be there and help patients. That's another reason why people are pretty ticked off at doctors during the opioid crisis. So many doctors aren't prescribing opioids. We took vows to help patients and be there for patients. But once the medical boards threatened that we could lose our license if we don't manage opioids correctly, many doctors said, to hell with it, I'm out. No opioids because I need to be able to help patients with their other issues. So a politician's main job is to get elected. And then their second main job is to stay in office and get reelected. Helping the country, helping others, living up to their ideals, that comes secondary. So with that in mind, you know, when somebody's running for office, it just makes you wonder. Now, people keep asking, why would Trump be so far ahead in the polls? Why is Trump so popular for the GOP? Well, maybe it's because you keep hearing Trump's not a politician. Trump has enough money. He doesn't need to be over and over and over again dealing with grand juries and lawsuits and accusations and investigations and all that. He could say, you want to know what, guys? I'm retiring. I'm in my mid-70s now. I'm just going to go. I'm going to enjoy the beach. You guys do you. But he's coming back to run again. People find that pretty admirable. Because he doesn't have necessarily that politician motivation. He's not a politician. Now, maybe his motivation is if he's president, fewer people can come after him. I don't know. But it's something that we, you know, it's going to be interesting if there's I welcome as many people coming on the Democratic and Republican side to share ideas, because what then ends up happening, hopefully, is the one who does run and win brings the best of all the ideas, incorporates that on their platform, and tries to make that what launches them into the presidency. But I do wonder if maybe some people want the Kamala Harris effect, where get noticed, get out there, and then hopefully you'll be able to be vice president. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing I want to warn you guys that happened to us is if you are in a foreign country or on vacation and you get an Airbnb or I don't know if it's a VRBO, pay ahead of time for a room or for a place to stay, that doesn't mean it's guaranteed. So me and my family were in, we were going to Israel, and we were in Israel, and after Jerusalem, we wanted to be in a part of the country where we could see Safed, Tiberias, Nazareth, River Jordan, be in an area where we were in the center part, before we went to Haifa and Tel Aviv and hit the West Coast. And so we had a Airbnb, where I believe we bought it through Orbitz, had a small apartment for 2 days, all paid for, ready to go. And the person says, nope, no reservation. Like, what are you talking about? He didn't speak very good English. We showed them copies. We sent pictures. We showed them, nope, sorry. We don't have you. So we basically didn't have a place to stay. Fortunately, one of my friends had pictures of when she was in Tiberias near the Sea of Galilee. I saw her hotel. And so I called the hotel and said, look, do you have any rooms for today? We're 30 minutes away. We'll drive in and, you know, we'll pay right now. And luckily, there were rooms available. So we were able to get in. But I'm hearing more and more that there's this BS that seems to happen with some of these, and you would think these companies are, you know, well-run and trustworthy, but some of these, I guess, owners of the facilities or managers of the facilities may pull a fast one. So my husband thinks what might have happened is the person found another tenant that was willing to pay more. So we thought, you know what? Fine. I'll just take your money, rent it out, and then screw these guys. Because we don't understand how we paid for it. And luckily, because we did it through Orbitz, I think, is setting up the refund and all that. And they apologized for what happened. But luckily for us, we were able to get another place. This would have happened in Hawaii or someplace else. You could be really out of luck. Well, we're also hearing from some people who have Airbnbs where they will be charged for damage they didn't do. I keep hearing cases like this. One such one has been published on a TikTok video. User Gillyfish said that in her recent Airbnb, the host blamed her for $1,100 in damages. She's like, what are you talking about? And apparently, they said there were damages, and the person said, but we didn't do them. Now, I know this is he said, she said, but this, I guess the ordeal began on May 11th, when the TikToker arrived at her Airbnb, was at a three-night stay in Canada for a friend's wedding. She rented a space from a quote-unquote super host, and her Airbnb space was attached to a larger home. She said, we were great guests, we were barely even there. Everything went smoothly. She cleaned, took out the trash, locked up after checking out. But then the following day, Airbnb contacted her saying there are damages. And the host is requesting $2,350 for damages. She claimed that the couple broke all the locks on the doors, stole food and alcohol from her personal home. And, of course, she denied it. And I don't know if there were cameras or... But the host said that she was vandalized. And it occurred the Sunday the person checked out. And so, luckily she has evidence to prove that she wasn't home. They had already checked out. She has credit card transactions, time-stamped photos of her husband and her touring the town at the alleged time of the incident. But Airbnb took the host's side. They responded by still saying they're responsible for the damage, changed the dollar amount from $2,300 to $1,100. Then when the guest said she's not good, she didn't cause the damage, she's not going to pay, Airbnb threatened to charge a credit card. So these are things that are, you know, one thing that I'm fascinated with is how the old school style of there's a hotel, you go into the hotel, you leave the hotel. Now you have people that can actually make money renting out rooms. And it's allowed other people to have businesses. And this spurred from the Great Recession. From the Great Recession, when people were getting fired, they learned how to Uber and Lyft and rent out space. But on the flip side, you don't have a lot of protections. And we think there's protections, and the companies do the best they can. But nobody wants to be accused of, which is why always videotape and take, you know, cameras and I mean, do the best you can. But I guess something could happen after you leave and you get blamed for it. And we also, by the way, on our trip, we get notified that somebody used our credit card and added $14,000 to it. When we told the credit card company that's not even us, we were never there, they tried to say we have to pay. I mean, it's, you have a lot of thieves, you have a lot of bad people out there, and unfortunately the good people are the ones that have to pay up. So I'm not saying don't use a certain company for your rental, but just keep in mind that you might have to, you might have to go through extensive sort of, checklists. You'll maybe videotape or FaceTime the owner and say, look, I want you to, you know, we're checking out. Here's the bathroom. Here's the kitchen. We're leaving. We're getting into our car. This is the time. We're leaving. Thank you. Great place. See ya. And then if anything happens after that, you know, take a picture while you're at McDonald's or while you're at a, you know, Starbucks or gas station. So if anything does happen after. But it's frustrating. But even more frustrating for us, we didn't have a place to stay. Because we paid and somebody said, nope, sorry, we don't have you now. Always have a backup. Or try to use a place that is going to be more trustworthy. By the way, it took us 2 hours to work with Orbitz on that. And apparently the person couldn't speak English, and they, you know, and my Hebrew was limited, and it was a cluster and a half. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Weight loss surgeries are on the rise in kids and teens. We have been seeing this story now for a few years. But between 2020 and 2021, there was a 19% increase in weight loss surgeries among U.S. youths aged 10 to 19 years. 10-year-olds having bariatric surgery. This is according from researchers from the University of Texas, University of Miami, Miller School of Medicine, and University at Buffalo School of Medicine. The researchers were particularly interested in looking at these trends after the AAP, the American Academy of Pediatrics, released a statement endorsing bariatric surgery for teens. They looked at 6 years of data from the Metabolic and Bariatric Surgery Accreditation Quality Improvement Program, and they found that the increase was particularly high for racial and ethnic minority groups, Hispanic, Latino, non-Hispanic, Black, African American, and others. And part of the reason why these kids had the surgery is because they had elevated blood pressure, lipids, insulin, glucose, waist circumference. These are all risk factors for diabetes, cardiovascular disease. So we're going to talk more about what we need to do to help this younger generation with weight loss. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.